The law critics dub Docs versus Glocks is history now that lawyers for the governor allowed a 90-day deadline to run without challenging an 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruling. And that's just fine with Tallahassee pediatrician and plaintiff Dr. Louis St. Petrie, who says doctors warn parents about car seats, vaccinations, and swimming pools all the time.
And if they have a gun, we want to counsel them about the proper storage of that gun. So the gun should at least have a trigger lock. It shouldn't be where kids can reach it. Ideally, the ammunition would be stored separate from the guns.
But National Rifle Association lobbyist Marion Hammer says some patients were being harassed just because they own guns.
When people go to a doctor for medical care, they don't go to a doctor for gun safety information. And they were putting gun ownership information into medical records that could be accessed by the government and by insurance companies.
Groups like the American Civil Liberties Union argue the law violated free speech rights. For the most part, the federal courts agreed. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.